Good morning. We are in Maseches Maasos. We are up to Perek Beis. We're up to Mishnah Aleph. The halacha is, we've been mentioning up until now, the halacha with regard to the Gemar Malacha of Paris. There was two very important points. Number one, before a fruit is edible, it's not considered food, and therefore it is entirely exempt from Maaser. Even after it's edible, it has to reach some of the Gemar Malacha. And after it reaches its Gemar Malacha, the status changes where it can no longer be eaten as a snack without taking off Truma and Maaser. But before that point in time, you're allowed to just eat it as a snack. One of the ways that fruits can be considered Migmar Malachtim is by bringing them inside the house. It's rope and Abayas, they come through the front door, that is considered a Gemar Malacha, and once that happens, you can no longer have them as a snack, and it is going to be Chayiv and Meister in any case. So we have a case here in Mishnah Aleph. Hayoyver Bashuk, a person was passing through the Shuk, Ba'amar Tlulachem Te'enim. He had a lot of Te'enim and he was giving out samples. He told his friends, Tlulachem Te'enim, take some figs. So this person is someone who we consider to be an Amaretz. He's ignorant in the halachas of Truma and Meister. And as we mentioned when we learned Maseches Tamai, that he just doesn't take the whole thing seriously, and therefore we don't trust him that he took off all the proper maestros. Now he tells all these people, here, take some figs and eat them. What's the halacha? Eichlunu paturim, let's just eat it in a pater, because when he's telling them to just take a sample, we assume what he's saying is, I never brought these into the house yet, I'm about to go sell them, and therefore what I'm saying to you is, I didn't do the gemar malacha, and you can just eat them as a snack, and we assume it never went into his house, and you're allowed to just eat them, and it's fine. Lefikach imechnisu lebateyem, if they take those fruits, those figs, home, they go home with those fruits, they bring it into their house, then the halacha is, misnakten vaday. They assume that no maaser was taken off, because it never went into the house, it was never chayiv, and therefore, when they bring it into their own homes, at that point in time, it has that gemar malacha of going of ro pnei abayis, and therefore they are mechayiv these fruits in full truma and maisers. So they take off truma and maiser with the whole 9 yards, as if it's tevel vaday. However, tulu vechnisu lebateichem, if he tells them, here, take some figs and bring it into your house, lo yoichlu me'an arai, you can't eat from them arai. We assume that what he's saying to them is that he already did bring it into his house. He's telling them to bring it into their house and that it should be chayiv and maaser. And therefore we give all these fruits a regular din of demai as fruits that are coming from an amaretz. And therefore they can't eat it before taking off the proper demai. Once they bring it into their house, they still don't assume it to be regular tevel. They assume it to be the same demai it always was. Halacha with demai, we learned Maseches Demai is that while you do have to take off the essentials, when it comes to stuff like Maaser Rishon, you don't actually have to take off the Maaser Rishon. You could just point to the area where it is and then say, this should be Maaser. And it's assumed that it's taken off. Now you're allowed to eat it because there's no Isser for a Yisrael to eat Maaser Rishon. It's not Truma. So he takes off the Truma as it is regular demai in that case. The Rav points out that when we say misaknin vaday, we point out shanoisin le'iser desavar hu she'echlena b'shuk v'loy boy isure, where he's assuming they're going to eat it in the shuk. He's getting like, you know, you go to Costco and you get a sample of the different foods they have there. He's assuming you'll do the same thing. You'll give him a fig, you'll eat it right there on the spot, and won't be chayv and meiser. And he explains, the kivin dechnisim lebeisai hukvu, when he takes into his house, it becomes kavua for meiser. And he points out, v'dafka shenaslam davar muat shiroi lachal b'shok, davar naslam davar merubai shayi makavu odma shayi dark lachal b'shok, davar hanitin ene nechal k'may shehu, then it would not be relevant. In other words, the point is, in the first case, we assume he wanted you to eat it in the shuk, and therefore what we're assuming is, it's not chayiv and meiser because it's not ro pnei abayis. Once he indicates that he's expecting it to become chayiv and maaser, in other words, he wants it to come home to his house, it no longer has that assumption anymore, and therefore we assume it to be regular demai. So if it's somebody who never eats in the shuk, or it's a tremendously large quantity, or it's something which is just too messy, it's meatballs and spaghetti, just for lack of a better example, you just can't eat that in the shuk. It's not chayiv and maaser. But if it was, so then in those cases, we assume he's telling you to bring it into your house. And then you would assume that it's like regular demai, and you would treat it that way with all of the subsequent tithings that you take off.